Obviously, I want to first begin by welcoming family and friends to the Iowa House of Representatives. It's the people's house. It's important that we never lose sight of that fact. We've got a full chamber today, and I think that's fantastic. I also want to extend my congratulations to all the members. The people of Iowa, and in particular, the people in your individual House districts, have selected you to serve as their voice in Des Moines. It's a privilege, and it's a responsibility that I know all of you will take seriously. Today, nearly one-third of you begin serving your first term. If I may give you one piece of advice, it is this: to listen. Listen to each other, but even more so, listen to your constituents and what they have to say. Listen to their ideas and what they want or don't want from their representative government. If we all do that, and do that to the best of our ability, I have no doubt that we will accomplish great things. It's important to recognize that the campaign is over and Iowans expect us to govern. Equally as important is the acknowledgement to acknowledge the messages Iowans sent on Election Day. We need to listen to their ideas and their will. Iowans want and expect from their elected officials and all levels of government for us to keep our promises and work together in an open and transparent fashion. Iowans are tired of government telling them, instead of asking them, what is in their best interests. They're frustrated that their government has grown too big, become uncoordinated, and simply spends and does far too much. Already, House Republicans have responded by reaching out to House Democrats, asking for their ideas on how to reduce the size and scope of state government and save taxpayer dollars. Building off some good bipartisan work that was done last year, later today, the Appropriations Committee will meet to assign House Study Bill 1, the Taxpayers First Act. The thrust of the bill is a collection of ideas submitted by Iowans over the past 2 years. According to the Nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency, the bill alone saves close to $500 million in the current and next two fiscal years. Just as important, the bill creates a tax relief fund designed to capture any remaining general fund surplus and deliver it back to the taxpayer. Over the past 2 years, Republicans have stated we would not support a budget that spends more money than the state takes in. Funding ongoing expenditures with one-time revenue that backs the property taxpayer has gone on for too long. This body will end this practice, and the Taxpayers First Act is the first step to getting our fiscal house in order. This session, we will continue our focus on those issues that we've been discussing and have promised to address. I know this chamber is committed to putting Iowans back to work, reining in government spending, and providing Iowans the opportunity to vote on the definition of marriage. We are serious about creating an environment that encourages employers to invest in our state, enabling them to expand and hire hardworking Iowans. For too long, government's answer to the unemployment situation has been to spend taxpayer dollars. With 110,000 Iowans unemployed, that hasn't worked. In order to turn the economy around and begin to reduce unemployment, it's imperative that this legislature provide certainty that to employers that they will be operating in a pro-growth environment. Until employers have confidence in the general business climate, they will not make long-term planning decisions to invest in Iowa and expand their workforce. This chamber will protect Iowa's right to work law. We will work to conduct a thorough and thoughtful review of state rules and regulations, seeking to cut through the red tape that is a burden to doing business in Iowa. We will address Iowa's tax system. Iowa's at a competitive disadvantage with other states when it comes to income and property taxes. Across the board, taxes are too high, and now is the time to institute spending controls and work to reduce this burden. Of course, we will also tackle a host of other issues that Iowans want addressed: public safety, health care, education, continued disaster recovery, just to name a few. Each issue will require careful consideration and steady leadership. I'm confident that with this group of 100 legislators, we are more than capable at making sure our work is done correctly, in the light of day, and with public input. In closing, I want to thank you, the members of the 84th General Assembly, for the privilege of serving you as the Speaker of the House. I recognize that in this role, I not only represent my own House district, but to a certain degree, I also represent the interests of each one of yours as well. It's truly an honor, and you have my word that I will work tirelessly every day to move our state forward. I also want to take a moment to thank my family, my parents, my brother and sisters, their families, and my wife's parents and her brother and their family. Regrettably, they couldn't be here because of the weather, but I want to recognize them anyway. But especially my wife, Kathy, and our children, Cassandra, Kyler, Kale, and Keith. It's because of their love and support that I'm able to preside over this chamber today. Thank you for your understanding and sharing in the sacrifice of our time together. One last thing. Later today, we will be choosing our desks. These will be assigned to each one of us for the next 2 years. I mention this to make this point. While that is where we will be assigned to do to Iowa's work, these are not our desks. They belong to the 30,000 people back home that we represent. They're letting us sit in them. We must keep this in mind. Now it's time to band together on behalf of the people of Iowa. Now it is time to get to work. Thank you. May God bless this body and the state of Iowa.